Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this podcast on personal empowerment, the law of attraction, and having the life that you desire. We are the only people bringing you this podcast every single day, and we've been on the air with this since 2009. This is not new to us, by the way. So now I guess that's the point I wanted to make. We're old hats at this. We are so proud to be mentoring people in over 60 different countries. And, you know, it's all about the law of attraction, whether it's a personal relationship or whether it is a business situation. It all comes down to learning how to change your core beliefs to begin attracting what you desire. Well, every now and then we have a teachable moment, and we receive a lot of email. And by the way, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for the email. And this is a teachable moment. I started reading this one, and I put together a small reply, but I thought I would talk about this letter because it gets across some ideas that I think are important. The person writes, "Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in the Metro Detroit area. I'm setting out to obtain a mentor-protege relationship. The books and teachers on the law of attraction often recommend to obtain a mentor." Good idea. "I understand you are in business and coaching costs money. I respect that. I am wondering how one may find a mentor working on a pay it forward or really just want to help someone for the joy of it. A little bit about me. I'm a young man of God who's spiritually awakened. I've been studying the law of attraction for some time now, and I have had success with healing from PTSD, attracting opportunities, and some others. At the same time, opportunities are falling through, and I haven't been able to find a career. I would make a great protege. I have extraordinary communication skills, very business-minded, and have an entrepreneurial spirit. Know that I will be wealthy in the future. In fact, I'm a gifted writer and music producer. I'm asking to have a personal mentor-protege relationship via phone, email, or Skype. I would be looking for a love offering, someone to take me under their wing. And once the financial abundance is flowing, it would be my pleasure to share it with you. Thank you for your consideration." Well, first off, I find this letter a little bit duplicitous in the fact that he's talking in general about finding a mentor, but at the end, he comes back to me. He says, "I want you. I'd be willing to share my future revenue with you, my future abundance, my future treasure." And that's the key. Now, before I get into giving you some commentary and teaching you some very deep principles on the law of attraction, let me share with you the letter that I sent back to Steve. "Finding this opportunity generally requires a robust and long term relationship, whereby for some time you put skin in the game with no guarantee that you will ever get what you desire. This is the cornerstone of success. This is the cornerstone of trust building. So the question you need to ask yourself before you approach a possible mentor is this: what can I and what am I willing to give before I begin asking? Think about that. That's the key. You see, when a young or old entrepreneur decides to start a business, he or she pours a lot of hours into the business. I mean, I have known people that have literally gotten by for almost years on 5 hours, 4 hours sleep a night. They are working around the clock with no guarantee. There's no promise of even tomorrow for us. So you need to get that out of your head. There is no guarantee. The only guarantee is on my website, by the way. It's a program we have. But aside from that, aside from a little bit of humor, it's about investing yourself. It's about pouring yourself into an idea, a thought, a dream, a goal, a vision, with no promise, just your own inner gut, your own inner knowingness that it's going to be this, your dream, or something better. And then all of a sudden, sometimes when you least expect it, sometimes when things look the darkest for you and things look like they're just super bleak, and you go, wow, I've been doing this for 3 years, nothing has come. And then all of a sudden, it seems like overnight you're a success. Overnight, you're making a pile of money. I mean money all over the place. Crazy money. And everybody that looks at you says, wow, he must be lucky. He made the money, didn't even have to work for it. They don't know the years that you put into this idea, the money that you put into this idea, the life force that you put into this idea. So the first thing I would say to Steve is that you need to invest first before you start asking. Invest in yourself. Okay, so he lists that he's read books. What books did he read? And do those books agree with his future mentor? Do they prepare him or not? Secondly, I thought this part was interesting in the letter. I want to read it back to you. He says, I understand you are in business and coaching costs money. I respect that. The very fact that he had to put, I respect that, indicates that there is part of him that does not. Why would you have to say you respect something if you respect it? It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And it indicates that he really doesn't understand the complete empowering value of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, or coaching by anybody. Because there's a number of good coaches out there that really understand how to make this law of attraction snap, crackle, and pop for you. There's some great coaches, and they work for money. This is what they do. This is their passion. This is their dream. This is their goal. I'm glad you respect it, Steve. Wow. Think about that. And then he uses a catchphrase, a slogan that we have on this program. He says, I'm looking for someone who's willing to pay it forward. because we talk about paying it forward all the time. And we do pay it forward. And we do donate many hours to different individuals who are in need so that they can receive the help they need. And I have hand-selected homeless people in the past and brought them into my office and sat down with them for hours and worked with them, only to see them 6 months later have a new truck, a new home, a marriage, a job, and everything else. But paying it forward is a personal choice. When you go to Starbucks and you pay it forward, you buy the next person in line a cup of coffee, pay for their bill. It's because you have that inspiration in your heart and in your soul to pay it forward. It's not because somebody suggested that you pay it forward or insinuated that you might want to pay it forward. It's because you felt the loving urge to do it. So I think that's very, very important. And when it comes to mentoring and working with people that are professionals, whether they be lawyers, doctors, mentors, I think it's important that you first show a little bit about who you are. And when it comes to working with a mentor, particularly, you have to put skin in the game. What can you do for this person or this group of people? What can you do for them? What can you write for them? What can you show them? What can you produce for them? What can you give them that indicates that you are worthy of being mentored on a pay it forward basis? A letter does not indicate that you are worthy of crap. Anybody can write a letter. We get letters like this all the time. You used to get them from people in prison too. Maybe they're not allowed to listen to my podcast anymore. I have no idea. But he used to get them from people like that. We had a gentleman, this is quite a few years ago, who said, I keep getting turned down for a parole. And he wrote and worked with us for a long time. And we had a pretty good relationship with him. We even got permission to talk to him over the phone and things like that. We began teaching him success principles, and he began applying them. And the next time he went up for parole, he got paroled. And he wrote us and he said, thank you for everything you have taught me. It is the key to why I am now a free man. And then we never heard from him again. A mentor wants to know that his investment in you is going to pay off. I don't take anybody that pulls out their wallet. I don't think any coach or mentor does. First, we want to know that you truly desire what you say you want. And secondly, we want to know that you are teachable. Because if you're not teachable, we can teach you. We can put you through clearing. We can do hypnosis. We can do it all. Trust me. You have no idea how much I can do. And it won't have any effect because you're stuck in old beliefs. You refuse to give them up. So the one belief that I want you to embrace is that you, if you want to achieve anything, if you want to have anything, if you want to manifest anything, if you want to change anything, you have to change your beliefs. You have to be willing to put skin in the game. And part of that skin is a belief change because it's tough. It's easy to give money. It's even easy to give time. But it is difficult to change beliefs that are holding you back. So if you're trying to save your relationship, the first thing you better do is examine your beliefs and ask yourself this question. And I know you don't want to hear it. How and why am I attracting this? What am I supposed to learn? And if it deals with your business, how and why am I attracting this? What am I supposed to learn? That's the key question. And that's when the true mentor, the mentor within you, comes to life.
Hi, this is Rachel, and I'd like to share the lesson I learned from this letter. It seems to me that Steve, even though he's read all these books and studied the law of attraction, he still doesn't believe that the law of attraction can get him the finances, the job, and the goals he needs to have a mentor he wants. I just thought I'd share this idea that if you really put your mind to your goals and you make yourself a path and use the law of attraction as you've studied it, you will have the resources and the finances you need to do whatever you want.
By the way, I do want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I don't care whether it's a relationship issue, whether it's a business issue, whether you want to increase your sales, whether you want to take a dream vacation, buy a new home, become wealthy in real estate or multi-level marketing, you can do it and have it all. There are no limitations to you. I am a no-limits person. I believe in your unlimited potential and power. So visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Hey, I want to mention one other thing, and that is, wow, the Quantum Vibe Organite is flying off the shelf. I mean, we have a limited supply of it, and we've put it on our website during the holiday period. This is custom made. It's either attuned to love, it's attuned to money or abundance, it's attuned to removing negative energy or negative vibrations, and it's attuned to healing and health. So there's four different types of Quantum Vibe Organite. Also, this week, you're going to be shocked, but you will see Quantum Vibe oils on our website. That's exciting because these oils are custom blends. And it's amazing. The sprays, when you shake them, they actually have little crystals in them because the crystals are charged to bring you the kind of results that you want. So it works along with your thoughts, your pattern, your energy field, and everything else. It all comes together. These are tools to help you manifest the life you desire. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening. And yes, absolutely, pay it forward. Pay it forward all the time. Have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.